Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
The pre-dawn hours of July 2015, an openly gay teenager, Stephen Smith, was found lifeless on a desolate road in South Carolina. Yes, my friends, we're taking another trip back to South Carolina's low country, as there's some new developments in the case of Stephen Smith. His untimely death was shrouded in mystery. It's been re-entering the spotlight because Alec Murdaugh, because of the investigation into him and ultimately his conviction into killing his wife and son. Something in that made investigators go, we got to look a little bit more closely at this. Not necessarily as we're understanding that Alec is involved, or Buster is involved, but something triggered it and allowed that investigation to get life back into it. There's, of course, been implications over the last several years in the crosshairs, sometimes Alec Murdaugh, sometimes Buster Murdaugh. Eric Bland is the legal representative for Smith's mother, Sandy, and shed light on the ongoing grand jury proceedings recently, saying, quote, I can say there's a grand jury impaneled, and I think substantial progress is being made, Bland conveyed, brimming with cautious optimism. He also hinted at the potential existence for 5 to 6 individuals possessing material information about the events surrounding Stephen's demise. Eric also being very optimistic, exuding hope that revelations about Smith's death may surface by Labor Day. That's about 2 months out. The attorney clarified, I think that the consensus is that Stephen did die on that road that night and that he didn't die somewhere else. The question is what caused his death. Delegating the determination of Smith's cause of death to independent expert Sandy Smith is enlisting an elite team of doctors and professionals and forensic pathologists to try and figure out what exactly happened. Dr. Michelle Dupree, Dr. Dan Schultz, forensic anthropologist Dr. Heather Walsh Haney, and crime scene expert Dr. Kenny Kinsley. These experts are tasked with unveiling the truth that lies dormant beneath the cold, hard facts of this case. Earlier this year, Smith's body was exhumed for that second autopsy conducted in Florida under the watchful eye of Dr. Dupree. The results of the autopsy have been submitted to South Carolina's Law Enforcement Division, otherwise known as SLED, but have yet to grace the public domain, so we don't quite know what's exactly in that. The suspicious circumstances surrounding Smith's death have been under scrutiny since 2015. The initial autopsy report conducted by Dr. Aaron Presnell classified Smith's death as a result of a hit-and-run incident, with the manner of death remaining undetermined. State troopers questioned those findings for good reason. If you're just catching up on this case, there was no sign of a hit and run. He was in the road, period. No physical signs of a hit and run, whereas if you got hit by a vehicle, the marks on the road, the marks on the person, the broken bones on the person, the area of impact on the body, none of it was there. Just a body in the middle of the road, likely not hit by a vehicle. In fact, it was initially being treated as a gunshot wound. And then that went up in the air. It's been speculated on multiple times what exactly happened, because it is a very, very curious case. With the case file on Smith's death released under the Freedom of Information Act, media outlets, podcasters, reporters, we all began diving deeper into it. The name Murdaugh, of course, been frequently mentioned, fueled by small-town gossip. Documentaries by HBO and Netflix have also drawn attention to the relationship between Stephen Smith and his high school mate Buster Murdaugh. Another thread ties Randy Murdaugh, Alex's older brother, to the Smith family, as he represented Stephen's father in a workplace compensation claim. Bland highlighted an attorney for Randy Murdaugh's claims that following Smith's death, Stephen's now-deceased father and sister approached him for assistance. Buster Murdaugh, however, firmly denies any involvement in Smith's demise. Right now, I know of no direct connection of Annie Murdaugh to the murder, Eric Bland says. Grand jury now holds the power to issue subpoenas for records, witnesses, aiming to piece together the puzzle of Smith's death. SLED has also been tight-lipped with no response to emails or calls from reporters. They have, however, hinted at an increased focus on Smith's death concurrently with their homicide investigation into the deaths of Maggie and Paul Murdaugh. Amidst these complex legal proceedings, the bereaved mother of Stephen Smith, she's searching for closure and an end to these uncertainties. Bland articulating her feelings quite well. Sandy Smith is not looking for an explanation. She's looking for the explanation. So if the explanation is it was a hit and run, she's okay with that. I think that she's moving towards peace. You know, the woman has not had peace in 8 years, Eric said. And if that is the explanation, that would be acceptable, I think, to most. The only problem is the hit and run scenario. It's physically impossible.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.